Holidays at Hampton will return this holiday season. With me to talk about Holidays at Hampton is Gail Economos, who is on the board of the Friends of Hampton, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. This is quite an honor.
Holidays at Hampton begins on December 11th, and the decorations in the mansion will be up through January 6th, but the big event, if you will, is on the 11th. You have a number of activities, including self-guided tours, and what are some of the other things going on that day?
Well, Hampton National Historic Site is Towson's only national park, and it is the most northern slave plantation in the National Park Service. So we tell all the stories at Hampton, and that includes during holidays at Hampton. We incorporate all of the holiday traditions of the Ridgely family, who lived there from 1783 until 1948.
Wow.
So it's a long time. So we tell the stories of the lives of the enslaved people, the indentured servants, the tenant farmers that made the Ridgely's lavish lifestyle possible. And the mansion in particular is fabulous. It is the first national park designated for its historic architectural significance. It's arguably the best example of late Georgian architecture in the United States. If you've never been, it's a palace. It was described as a palace in the wilderness back in the 1700s. Each room in the mansion is decorated to a different time period of the family. And we have Yuletide decorations that are specific to those time periods in each one of the rooms. It's just beautiful. And there are even activities that are going on the farm side, in the farmhouse, the original slave quarters. There's a dairy you can go and see. There's an ice house, and all self-guided tours with docents and National Park Service rangers who will explain to you what's going on. It's also federal land, so everyone is required to wear a mask indoors. We have pandemic precautions in that way, and we hope that everyone outside will be careful as well. It's a really fun, wonderful time, and everything will be open on December 11th from the morning about 10 o'clock through 7 p.m. at night.
This sounds really wonderful. Will there be costumed interpreters as well, people dressed in period clothing?
Probably. We're still working that out right now.
Okay.
So there often are, and actually some people that visit will be dressed in late 1700s, early 1800s attire. There'll be kid activities. There'll be a tent behind the orangery where people can hang out a bit, and there'll be some caroling that will be going on as well.
This is Holidays at Hampton. The opening day is December 11th with the celebrations we've been talking about, and the decorations will be up through January 6th. Gail, where can people get more information about Holidays at Hampton?
www.nps, standing for National Park Service, nps.gov/HAMP.
With me via phone today is Gail Economos, who is on the board of the Friends of Hampton. We've been talking about holidays at Hampton. Gail, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Thank you, and happy Yuletide to you.
You too. For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.